Mary Lou Brown has felt so lonely living in Austin. Since her diagnosis with lupus in 2003, she hasn't found any support groups for people with the disease. She gets a lot of help from her husband and son, but says no one gets what it's like to be in pain all day long.
Pain that you can't even, I mean, it goes from your heel all the way to even the scalp where no one can touch you.
Most of us have an immune system that protects us from germs. But if you have lupus, your immune system can't tell the difference between the bad guys and healthy tissue. So it attacks the healthy tissue, causing inflammation and pain.
It's like a bus just ran over you.
But about a year ago, Brown came across a new digital support network called My Lupus Team. It's an online community only for people who have the chronic disease. And now she has 600 people to turn to from her phone or iPad.
This morning I sent everyone a quick message and I said I was having a so-so day today, 9 hours ago when I woke up. And then I was just making sure that everyone had a good day, and then people respond, sending prayers or thinking about you.
Brown says local pharmacies have run out of her medication because of a shortage. So people on that site told her where to buy it online.
This is the only thing that basically has saved a lot of us. I mean, because there's times that, you know, some of us are really depressed and we just need to know that it's going to be okay and that we're not going to die.
Earlier this week, people involved in all sorts of health technologies convened in Austin for the first year of South by Southwest Health and MedTech Expo.
Yes, my name is Rob Taylor. I'm a research manager at Spot On Sciences, Inc. We are a small startup company that has developed devices to allow you to collect a blood sample.
My name is Devin Solberg from Redox Engine out of Madison, Wisconsin. So we're really enabling applications to get access to a much larger reach of providers and patients.
So I'm Nabil Binori. I'm the CTO of Ultra. And we make a wearable device that you can put on yourself. And it warns you before you get sunburn and tells you how many vitamin D doses you're getting every day.
Sounds great, but it's not being used in the mainstream, says Minnie Kalan.
The coolest stuff that you're seeing, including here at South by Southwest, still happens at the periphery of the healthcare system.
Kalan is the Vice Dean for Partnerships and Strategy at UT's Dell Medical School. Clay Johnston, the school's dean, says our current fee-for-service medical system in the U.S. resists innovation.
The problem is the system isn't set up to embrace those and bring them in. And in fact, it resists them because of the way docs and hospitals and clinics are paid.
Johnston says instead of paying for procedures and surgeries and office visits, patients should be paying for outcomes and for staying healthy, which would promote new technologies. But Mary Lou Brown says if it weren't for the My Lupus website, she'd still feel like she's living on the fringes.
There's very few people that would really stop and read a brochure to learn what my illness is about. So if I didn't have them, or I wouldn't have found them, I mean, I'd still be in the same boat. So I think, I mean, this has helped me better myself 100% from where I was.
Lately, Brown's seeing a growing number of people from Austin using the website. She's going to suggest something to them she's never seen here before, an actual group meeting for people with lupus in person. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.